gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
9 minutes at 8 o'clock.
Awesome. Our new open.
Yes, that is a great open for Wanted Wednesday.
That's it. Crime is no laughing matter, but this will at least may put a smile on your face.
I hope so.
Oh my
Crime
gosh.
Crime is no laughing matter, but we will make jokes about it.
Yes.
We've welcomed Trent Ferris, PIO of the York County Sheriff's Office, as well as Detective Walter Beck coming in for our Wanted Wednesday segment.
Yes,
very
thanks,
popular.
Guys. Good morning. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
And
we
are,
as always,
live on Facebook today.
Yes. We are on Facebook.
Trying
live.
A new thing. We have a two whole viewers, but thousands of listeners on WRHF.
We'll have several minutes to get more listeners watching.
And millions around the world on the WRHI app that I'm sure
That's
are listening.
True, yeah.
I think my wife is listening.
We do have people listening in Russia, etc., in St. Petersburg. We got people.
They need American journalism in Russia.
They
this
do.
Is what we gave
they
them.
They would be so impressed with what we talked about so far today.
You know, Barbie girl and
Barbie girl
dad bod.
And dad bod.
Well, we are talking about great stuff that happens at the sheriff's office over in York County because you guys are solving crimes. Mm-hmm. You're getting people. We're giving you tips, and we want to know about all kinds of things that are happening there.
My gosh, talk about solving crimes. We just screwed up the whole format this morning.
Thanks to the wonderful detective work of David Vaughn, we already are shedding one wanted person off this list.
Because that's good.
The list I send you the day before, I say, hey, these are the things we're looking for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Walter walks in here and goes, yep, she's been arrested.
Yeah, she's in jail. So
well, that's a good one.
Well,
that's
good. So
that's the first one as far as the first person.
We put her on
person.
Facebook, so that helps the day before.
So yeah.
But it's not the first one. It was another.
So yeah,
shoplifter.
Wanted for a stolen truck.
Oh, I see.
No longer wanted.
No longer wanted.
All right, but we do have folks that are definitely purchasing some fraudulent cards. Are you trying to use fraudulent cards?
Well, she bought them and has probably already used them.
Okay.
The York Police Department is looking to identify, I want to call her heavyset, because if you're looking at Facebook Live right there, I mean, there's nothing else to describe this woman, but she's a heavyset black female who on June 4th, around 2:30 at the Walmart in York, used a victim's credit card information to run up $323 of purchasing gift cards.
Mm. Okay.
That's what they do typically is go in there. They get some credit card information. You go buy these gift cards, mm-hmm. and you can swipe. Say, I want 50 on this one. I want 50 on this one. I want 25 on this one. So on and so forth. So what she did is use his credit card information to buy these gift cards. Well, the guy gets a call from his bank.
Mm-hmm.
Good bank here in local bank in York County. The bank calls him and says, sir, I don't know if you know it or not, but you just made a purchase of $323 on your credit card. That's odd from your normal purchases.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that... He goes, no, I did not do that.
Wow.
I did not buy $323 worth of something. He didn't know at the time they were gift cards.
And then, the surveillance video clearly shows...
Yeah, she is sitting there racking them up.
Man.
Wow.
She's racking them up on the video. And so he says, please cancel it right away. And that bank shut it off.
Way to go.
All before she tried to run up another $105 worth of gift cards on his card.
No doubt.
It declined it, of course.
That is
but
so great.
But that's how quick it can happen.
The bank is on it. That
Absolutely.
Is so
The bank
awesome.
Was on it, but
really
she did get away with $323 worth of gift cards. She's described as a black female. She was wearing a pink tank top.
Okay.
And some leggings.
LuLaRoe, possibly.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
With some kind of funky design on it, wearing a hat with something on it. She was wearing glasses. She left in a silver in color Chevrolet HHR, and if you want to look at it.
Okay.
Now, for those of you not familiar with the HHR, it's Chevrolet's version of the PT Cruiser.
Okay.
All right.
The four-door whatever. I don't really...
All right.
That's what I call it. I call it the Chevrolet PT Cruiser.
I mean, but it's a great shot of the car leaving the parking lot.
Yeah.
So if you know who drives that.
Yeah, I mean, the video's good. She's 30 to 50 years old.
Mm.
If you want to go look at the pictures, it's on YorkCrimeStoppers.com or on the Crime Stoppers Facebook page.
All right.
Really good pictures.
And it is garden year. It's a garden season. People using
and
wheelbarrows
for things.
It's the
birthday of summer, so a lot of people will be out and about
gardening,
tending to their garden.
Yeah, but this isn't just a wheelbarrow. This is a fancy wheelbarrow.
Yeah, this is like the Cadillac of wheelbarrows. This thing is amazing.
Is it hydraulic?
It's huge. You're gonna love it.
Huge.
It's got all kinds of great stuff on it. It's a multi-quip Georgia power buggy. Now, for those of you who are like, oh, yeah, a multi-quip Georgia power buggy, I have no clue what that is. Luckily, you can go to the Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and if you're one of the eight people watching this live right now on Facebook Live,
that's it.
After we're done, of course, continue to watch this. After we're done, go take a look on the Facebook page. You can see a photo of what one looks like. This was stolen from a work site near Bonham Road and Buckley Road over in the Clover Lake Wylie area. This was stolen sometime between May 25th and June 8th. If you've got any information on this, if you saw anything suspicious in that area, you know, you may have been like, oh, okay, that's just some construction workers. But, huh, I've never seen that truck before. Give us a call at Crime Stoppers. Let us know, if, and especially if you've gotten a deal on one lately.
No doubt.
It hauls around. It's a fancy wheelbarrow. That's what it is. It's powered, and you carry concrete around in it from place to place instead of using an old-fashioned wheelbarrow.
And we've talked about this before, too. This is someone's livelihood. So when you, you take it, it's awful to steal, but you're hurting, then it's a trickle-down effect. Yeah. Then this person can't work. That means they don't get a paycheck, which means their family suffers, which means, I mean, it's just the never-ending cycle. Right. So, I mean, it's just it's heartbreaking and frustrating.
Yeah, it really is.
Get it your own self if you want it.
Save your money.
Yes.
It's work hard like you do for crimes when they feel good. Right.
Exactly. Use all that time.
Now, also, we're also talking about two guys that have to... it's not easy to steal a four-wheeler, is it?
Well, right.
No,
right.
No, especially a heavy one.
And now this is Detective Strickland's case.
Yes, Tracy Strickland, loyal WRHI listener.
Yay.
We always put stolen ATVs out there, four-wheelers. But, you know, when somebody steals something, we want to make sure that victims are, you know, their items are put out there so we can find it.
Sure.
It's hard because... Yeah. Unfortunate to say, people steal four-wheelers a lot.
Okay.
But this one's a unique-looking four-wheeler. It was stolen as a 2008 Polaris Sportsman four-wheeler that was stolen from Love Road in Clover sometime overnight on June 8th and to June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a green in color four-wheeler, but it has unique 30-inch tires and wheels.
All
I mean, you look at
that's
it
like
online.
A regular car.
Yeah, we put it on Sheriff's Office Facebook page, the Crime Stoppers Facebook page. I mean, they are these knobby tires that you go to the mud pit out in Sharon.
Yeah.
It's Sharon.
Excuse me. Sharon. it's one these ones that you go mudding in.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if anybody has seen something or gotten a great deal on some tires or a four-wheeler.
It always is the case, isn't it?
That is a good point.
That might be your first clue to call Crime Stoppers.
And was this taken from like someone's home or like a business or just...
Yeah, it was from a home.
From home, yeah. Okay, all right.
And there's a great photo of it. The victim, he had taken a photo of it. You can really see the detail of those wheels and tires, the details of the ATV. Go take a look at the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. It's up there now.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Now, people who shoplift with big carts of stuff don't think that they're going to get seen?
I'm telling you, we say it every week.
Yeah, I mean,
if you shoplift from a store, we're going to put you on Crime Stoppers. No ifs, ands, or buts.
There's cameras everywhere.
Maybe people want it. Maybe they really want to be on Crime Stoppers.
The attention.
You know, I have to keep up with the Facebook page and all the comments and stuff, and I just let people rant all they want. Mm-hmm. Just don't cuss.
Right.
And I mean, you can make fun of people, do whatever, but gosh, people, social media is great, but it's become a venting outlet for people.
Oh,
you're right. You know, 10 feet tall and bulletproof on Facebook. You know, but I was watching some of the comments come in on this thing. It's like, you know, stores, you know, you can't see who this person is because the cameras are so bad. I said, what if we didn't have a picture?
Exactly.
Of
absolutely. Something is better than nothing. Yeah. That's for sure.
Exactly what it was. Now, this is another York PD case where two people, it's a man and a woman who loaded up a shopping cart full of clothes, tools, tents, and whatever else worth $148 from the Walmart in York, and they walk right out the front door like they own the place. The video shows the two going from aisle to aisle loading up this stuff. And they walked out the front door. But the good news is they ditched the items behind the Papa John's next door to the Walmart in York.
Okay.
Behind that shopping center. That's because, of course, they said, hey, wait a second, you've got to go pay for that. And
they
I guess their ride wasn't there. And they it's like, what are we going to do with all this stuff?
That's exactly
bad planning.
But they did steal it. They took it with the intent to steal out of the store. It's a male and a female. We got some good pictures of them also on Facebook, and I hate to say it, but this lady right here, the female suspect, we got a bunch of tips and comments on Facebook about you, ma'am. We don't know your name, But apparently some
but
people
you will.
Do.
Some people do, right.
Yes.
Like, I know that lady.
Man.
So, you know,
if we could just connect the dots and somebody comes in, yes, we know her.
And you know a good way to do that?
Call
it's
Crime
it's not in the comments section of the Crime Stoppers Facebook page. It's actually at 1-877-409-4321. It's completely anonymous, unlike Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get paid. You can get some money out of this. So why not solve some crime and put some cash in your pocket?
One more person wasting some time trying to break in.
Yesterday when we were writing
great
this
description.
Stuff up, again, Detective Vaughn walks into the office, and I've already got this stuff up and emailed to you. He goes, I got somebody great for you.
I need your help.
Put this guy on.
Yeah. We did get an update email, and that was great, and it was worth it.
Late edition.
From the update.
Well, because it happened so recently, I say, we got to put this guy on here. Because you can't see it on the video, but Detective Vaughn told us, like, this guy possibly tried to siphon or drink used radiator fluid out of a can at the Express Lube on Filbert Highway in York. Now, we got some great video and great pictures. I actually put pictures and video of him up on the Crime Stoppers Facebook page to make sure that they know that we could see this guy, because he'd spent an hour trying to break into the Express Lube. And he also tried to break into
Luckily, he's not very good at it.
Yeah. Also, there was a truck trailer, an 18-wheeler truck trailer, off into the distance, and you can see him try to break into it for an hour without avail. He did not break into the building, but he caused a lot of damage.
Oh my
but the
gosh.
Video and pictures are great. I mean,
siphon or did you drink the radiator?
The camera.
Jeez, what's up with that?
I mean,
he may have been partaking in some of the illegal narcotics adventures over at
there's
the
a
Express.
Reason why they call it dope, y'all.
Do you think
I'm
he said to himself,
just saying, hashtag.
They make it look so easy on the internet to break in somewhere. I don't know where I need
I'll
to go.
YouTube,
yeah, exactly. Let me Google it again.
Well,
but
he's
a white male, probably blonde hair, because the video looks like he's either bald
or
has
blonde
hair. A
white male with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Black shirt, blue jeans, brown boots is what the video looks like. I mean, it's hard to describe him, but if you go on Facebook, look at him. And we're putting it up on live on Crime Stoppers Live on Facebook right now, too. So if you got to know who this guy is, or we're traveling by on Filbert Highway in Clover, York area one night, and say, hey, what's that guy doing?
That might
be a good opportunity to call Crime Stoppers.
That sounds good. That's what we do, Wanted Wednesday.
1-877-409-4321. You can also go online to yorkcrimestoppers.com. You can fill out a tip submission there if you don't feel comfortable calling. And the same thing. We just get your information. Don't get your name. Tip leads to an arrest. You get some money.
That's perfect.
Appreciate it, guys.
Crimestoppers.com as well as YorkCrimestoppers.com and Facebook Live. You can always find that. Thanks for watching today. And of course,
guys. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Detective Walter Beck, PIO Trent Ferris from the York County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate everything you do, and
appreciate
we hope that some of these lead to an arrest of everybody innocent till proven guilty, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course they are.
Hey, thank you.
This is America still, right? For those of you listening in Russia on the app, this is in America.